News Radio, 1500 AM,
not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. And in both places, you can ask questions, get expert advice, and you have access to a variety of excellent supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own line, Pathway Products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next week, please tune in for Kevin's show about food nutrients. Now, today our guest is Bradley Bush from Neuroscience, and our topic is insomnia and adrenal fatigue. And Dr. Bradley Bush received his ND naturopathic doctor degree from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in 2000, and he is currently the Director of Clinician Affairs for Neuroscience, and he oversees their NEI Nutrition Division. He specializes in endoimmune health, and we'll ask him about that, and nutrition and infusion therapies. His focus is on addressing gastrointestinal and HPA axis disturbances in addition to nutritional deficiencies as a cornerstone of patient care. He's a co-author of the ND Notes Science Board Review and ND Notes Clinical Board Review books. He has worked for years for manufacturers of nutritional supplements, is a founder and past organizer of the annual Pharmaceutical Perspectives Conference, and he currently sits on the board of Naturopathic Education and Research Consortium, the NERC. So welcome to the show, Dr. Bush.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, we're always glad to talk to the experts, and you certainly have your expertise. Before we enter our subject and start talking about it, talk a little bit more about the ND degree, the naturopathic medicine, and your specialties particularly.
Sure. Well, naturopathic doctors combine the wisdom of nature with the rigors of modern science. It's steeped in traditional healing methods, principles, and practices. Naturopathic medicine focuses on holistic, proactive, preventative, comprehensive diagnosis and treatment of disease. There are currently 14 states that are licensed for naturopathic doctors to practice freely, and that tends to grow every year. Well, recently, Colorado just passed a law allowing naturopathic doctors to be board licensed and supervised by the state. I graduated in 2000, and I have a background in biochemistry and some neurology. And over the years, I developed more and more of a specialty practice looking at neuroendocrine disorders and looking at them in a different light, not just with prescriptive medications, but also in a holistic approach, looking at diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and trying to address some of the root cause issues that actually cause a lot of these disorders to begin with.
Well described indeed. Tell us a little bit more about neuroscience and neuroscience's role in the alternative complementary medicine field.
Sure. Neuroscience is a unique creature within the holistic medical world. It is a pioneer of innovative tests through its Pharmazon Laboratories partner. Pharmazon Laboratories actually started in 1996. In 1998, it started running urinary neurotransmitters, which became instantly very popular with clinicians. It was so popular that people kept asking, well, now that I can test these urinary neurotransmitters, what do I do with them? So in the year 2000, the neuroscience company was formed in order to create a small line of proprietary nutritional supplements to address these different neurological imbalances. So as of today, neuroscience has tested over 600,000 different, has run over 600,000 different tests, and has an incredible comprehensive view on not just the neuroendo, but also the neuroendo-immune super system and how it all interplays together, helping people with their many common complaints that they visit their doctors with.
Well, just to let our listeners know, I have been in this field for well over 40 years, and we did not have the kind of sophisticated tests that we have today, and I'm sure the ones we'll have 10 years from now will be even more sophisticated. And I do think the ability we have to test, from genome tests to neurotransmitters, amino acid analysis, organic acid analysis, all the kinds of tests we have that are available, have put this area of medicine on the map. Because we don't find these unique problems that go on in the brain, in the cells, in using routine blood work. And most people are not aware that routine blood work is not going to pick up these discrete, very specific imbalances that really drive us. When that routine blood work is abnormal, it means the person's really in trouble. It's not the first sign. It's usually the last sign that something's going on. So I particularly appreciate all of the kind of testing we do, and that certainly includes neuroscience. It's an exciting field for you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Every day, new insights and innovations come down the pipeline.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our subject, the insomnia and adrenal fatigue. So I'll let you just carry on with that.
Well, it's an interesting topic. Many people talk about sleep issues, but they usually only talk about sleep issues when it comes to the nighttime. And they look at addressing patients' sleep hygiene issues, you know, not preparing themselves to sleep. And, of course, all of the billions of dollars of different pharmaceuticals that are thrown at people at bedtime to try and knock them out to get them to sleep. But unfortunately, you know, sleep is such a big picture. Now, we as creatures must have sleep, and we must have enough sleep to function properly. One of the key things about someone with a person suffering with poor sleep is that they need to remember sleep is a 24/7 problem. That things that happen during the day, biochemically, emotionally, and dietarily, can affect how a person will sleep at night. Of course, that's easily illustrated by someone who's a caffeine overachiever, and they might be pounding power drinks and sport drinks with caffeine and coffee and espresso all day long. And lo and behold, even if you stop drinking your caffeine at 10 o'clock in the morning, one quarter of all that caffeine is still circulating in your body at bedtime.
You know, that's a good point. Some people discover that. They'll say, I can't drink caffeine after 12. I can't drink it at all. And so what really makes a difference there is the uniqueness of an individual's cellular functions. We know it as the cytochrome P450s and glucuronidation sulfation, but there is this individual difference among people as to how they metabolize caffeine, alcohol, other substances, medications, toxins. So let's talk a little bit about that, too. I like that you brought up the caffeine and insomnia.
Absolutely. I mean, your body detoxes or breaks down chemicals all the time, chiefly what we typically consider a lot of the liver function, which is to process these different chemicals and get them out of the body. And as you mentioned, the cytochrome P450 is an enzyme pathway system that takes different chemicals circulating in your body, breaks them down. They actually make them more toxic initially before they actually can make them water soluble so you can excrete them. But one thing to remember is that many individuals, whether it's due to genetics or due to lifestyle or things that they're taking, can have compromised detox pathways. So it's well known that, you know, certain types of detox pathways are hereditarily deficient or compromised or just lackluster. At the same time, individuals may be taking certain types of medications, or they may be overachieving in certain lifestyle choices, such as caffeine consumption, alcohol consumption, or other type of chemicals that tax these different detox pathways. And when that happens, then a person doesn't process chemicals properly, making them more susceptible to many of the common side effects of those medications, or even worse.
Yes, I like that term, overachieving. I have a friend that referred to it when he had too much to drink of alcohol, and somebody said, well, he had too much to drink. He said, no, I was overserved. So many people are overserved in those areas, and I'm glad you mentioned it. More about the insomnia. Give us some more details on insomnia, and then let's link it to the adrenal fatigue.
Sure. Well, insomnia in itself often starts in individuals after some type of stressor, and whether it be acute stressor or a chronic stressor. So it could be because it may be a chronic stressor because they don't like their job, or they're worried about being fired, or they have a poor relationship with their spouse. Or it might be acute, such as you're now getting a divorce from your spouse, or you just got fired from your job. Both of these are shock to the system, mentally, physically, emotionally. And what results from that is a disturbance in your neuroendocrinology. What occurs is often the neurotransmitters and the other stress-relieving mechanisms we have in our body tend to get really taxed, and they no longer can function as well. At the same time, that excitatory part of our body, that fight and flight part of it, become overactive. And so when you have these imbalance between excitation and calming, then one wins out. And typically under stress, that excitation wins out.
Well, that is a good description. I like the given one or the other, the excitation is going to win. And we're going to talk more about this in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on insomnia and adrenal fatigue with Dr. Bradley Bush.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, please tune in for Kevin's show about food nutrients. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Bradley Bush, naturopathic physician from neuroscience, and we've been talking about sophisticated kinds of testing that enable us to take a look at what's going on in the body and the brain. And we're talking about insomnia and adrenal fatigue. We covered the subject of caffeine, its deleterious effect on sleep and sleep hygiene, and also the stressors. So let's expand that, Dr. Bush.
Well, sure. When a person is under stress, as I was mentioning, there becomes sometimes becomes an imbalance, especially if there's different predisposing factors, such as if a person has a poor lifestyle, they don't have a poor diet, or they're under stress all the time, or they tend to lean towards that type A personality where they react to everything in a dramatic fashion. In addition to that, there's also some genetic components that could affect people in a more extreme fashion, and also people that are affected by certain health issues, such as a viral infection or a bacterial infection, or have other some type of predisposing health issue. When you're under this type of stress, your body has to react one way or another, whether it's a proactive, productive way or a not-so-productive way. The body has adapted over time to deal with acute stressors. Under chronic stress, just about every animal species starts to fall apart one way or another. Humans, for some reason, has chosen a route in its evolution to live under chronic stress. And as our population grows, as our society becomes more complex, this becomes more and more challenging to the organism, to the human race. And with that, we have a lot of these stress-related disorders becoming more and more prominent. Sleep issues, mood issues, you name it. There's more and more of these appearing. Sleep issues has become so rampant that, you know, you tell me how many patients have come into your office and say that they have a wonderful sleep, Dana. I mean, that doesn't happen very much, does it?
And I swear there have been a handful of patients over the years that said, I really don't have stress. Now, of course, they're not, you know, people that are coming to see me and other practitioners are usually coming because they have some kind of a problem. But we certainly do get people that say, look, I'm in good shape, but I'm concerned just about the future. I'm here for prevention. But yes, we rarely hear, my sleep is absolutely great.
Rarely, and especially, I mean, if I know my weather today, on the East Coast, it's sweltering hot, and most people are going to be a little more challenged about having a quality sleep. And with that much said, individuals whom have lower stress reserves, so ability to tolerate stress, whether there's serotonin in their brain or their body is circulating at lower levels, whether or not they might have a more taxed GABA system in their body. These are different neurotransmitters that calm the body. And people think about serotonin for mood issues, but serotonin's very important for the overall sleep cycle. And if your GABA, the calming neurotransmitter in your body, is taxed, whether it's because they have a compromised intestinal barrier, some type of mild infection, or because they have a poor diet, that could actually create more of a challenge to your GABA, making your GABA less effective at nighttime. Hence, all of those prescriptive medications and nutritional supplements that boost GABA to help people with a better night's sleep.
Well, that's well said, and I'm glad you brought in the GABA. People seem to know a little bit more about serotonin, the serotonin system, but not GABA, and also understanding that there's balance. It isn't that the excitatory neurotransmitters are bad and the calming ones are good. It's that we have more stimulus of excitatory from excitotoxins, which can be the preservatives and chemicals that the artificial ones, particularly that are in the diet, and caffeine is excitatory. So we have a lot causing excitatory reactions. And as you said, stress is excitatory. So it's kind of a teeter-totter that should be balanced. And what happens is the GABA and the serotonin are lower. So now we're in high mode for anxiety. Let's focus a little bit more on anxiety and its effect. I think it's sort of self-perpetuating in many ways. If people get anxious, usually things work out. So they hook anxiety with things working out, and it becomes a lifestyle. How can somebody break that?
Well, that's a tough one. When it comes to individuals who become endorphin junkies, because think about it, anxiety often comes from when your adrenals are producing their epinephrine and norepinephrine, which is also called adrenaline and noradrenaline. They produce these hormones as part of that fight and flight system. But yet they don't have enough inhibitory or calming neurotransmitters to balance it out. So the body feels like it's a little wired and charged. And so they get that anxious feeling. And, well, you know, some people become anxious junkies. They become endorphin junkies because they like that feel, because they are very productive in that phase. But the long-term consequences of that phase must be realized, because if you knew that under the long term that you can actually burn your adrenal activity out and become horribly fatigued, or you may be compromising your blood sugar status and you may end up with blood sugar issues in the future, you may realize that maybe living that type of a lifestyle is not good. It's definitely not self-sustaining, because what goes up must come down, and you don't want to be on that short end of the stick when you reach a certain particular age, let's just say 40, and all of a sudden your weight starts increasing, your fatigue is greater, you then have sleep issues, you don't find as much joy in life. And, you know, that's not worth having that trade-off by living a life of anxiousness earlier on. And once again, a lot of that's all about what it is that you're trying to do in life. And if you're not content with what you're doing, if you're not sure of what you're doing, you tend to get more anxious, and you start reaching for things. And so a lot of it's all about what you're looking at in life, and trying to control a little bit of your destiny so that there is less unknowns and less stress.
Well, this, of course, you addressed the sleep issue, and I call sleep a nutrient, and we have talked about this many times on the show. One of the diet experts who has a broad recommendation for lifestyle and supplements and diet and stress management and sleep, said that if somebody says, I'm only going to do one of your recommendations, she says, get 8 to 9 hours of sleep. And I really think that's powerful.
I couldn't agree with you more. When my patients come in, they often tend to have a laundry list of symptoms and health concerns. And the first thing I do is make sure they sleep good at night. Every time you sleep at night, it's like taking a supplement that boosts your growth hormone, that repairs your cells, that cleanses your mind. It's extremely vital. We wouldn't evolve as a species sleeping as much as we do if it wasn't important.
Well, well said. And what we're talking about, all this anxiety, the insomnia, the poor sleep, excitability, stress, let's talk about the poor little pair of adrenals we have.
Well, the adrenal glands get stressed, especially if you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to merge on the highway during rush hour, they get squeezed a little bit more. If you're trying to just navigate this crazy maze of life that we've created for ourselves, we get stressed on a regular basis. And in the animal kingdom, animals are stressed too, but look at them. They're not stressed all the time, because if an animal is stressed all the time, you've seen some of the animals at the zoos in the old days where the animal just paces up and down, back and forth. They rub themselves against the bars. They lose their hair. They lose their weight. They get chronic disease, and they die early. Well, that's what happens to humans too. It's just not so in your face. Stress is a very bad thing if you can't manage it. Now, some people inherently manage it wonderfully. I mean, let's think about some of these professions out there. The flight controller in the air tower, these people are able to handle stress. They can navigate, they can watch 80 different planes on a screen and make sure that everyone lands properly and safe. Your surgeon who's doing a heart surgery on you or some other surgery is navigating your body and responding appropriately to any challenges that occur. These are people who have inherent ability to handle stress. But what about those individuals that just can't? It may be due to the poor nutrition. It may be due to other lifestyle factors. And a lot of it sometimes is due to that neurochemistry that might be just a little imbalance. And so if you find yourself unable to handle stress, if you find yourself not being able to achieve everything you want to do professionally or in your private life, then, you know, looking at your neurochemistry might be able to uncover some of these little deficiencies in your neural stress response. And then people like Dana can then help in providing some type of nutritional support and lifestyle support to help in reversing that.
And we do talk a great deal about what's important in supporting the adrenals besides, you know, stress management. So I want to emphasize those in our next segment. Just a reminder for those who have tuned in with us. You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Dr. Bradley Bush, and our subject's insomnia and adrenal fatigue, and we're going to tell you how you can handle adrenal fatigue in this next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health and the health of your family. So we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week, Kevin will be talking about food nutrients. And we've been having an interesting discussion with Dr. Bradley Bush, naturopathic physician, and he is from neuroscience. And we've talked about some sophisticated tests that can be done to find out what's happening in the brain and the body. And we've been talking about insomnia and adrenal fatigue. And we certainly, I know we've covered the adrenals before, but a reminder, these little puffy glands look like lima beans, but when they take a beating, they shrivel up like raisins, and they can puff back up again. So the bad news is that we're beating up our adrenals with lack of sleep, with stress, chronic stress, our diets, our lifestyles, toxins. We've, you know, talked about a lot of those issues, but we can help those adrenals bounce back and puff back up again. So, Dr. Bush, let's go forward on some of the ideas that people can use for stress management and actual repair of the adrenals.
Well, sure, Dana. The most important thing is to remove challenges first and foremost. So if you are, if you find yourself in one of those modes where you're a caffeine overachiever, or if you're still smoking cigarettes, or if you're drinking excessive alcohol, even if you just find yourself having to have to drink every single night when you get home from work. These are all habits that we create, but these are not the best habits. They're not self-sustaining habits, and they all challenge the adrenal glands because they create more stress in the body. Likewise, poor diets are the same way, same thing, and lack of exercise. All of these things are very beneficial. Think of that first and foremost when you're looking at trying to reverse your stress, when you're trying to improve your sleep. All of these factors, even though they occur during the day, are all extremely important in order to actually get a healthier adrenal gland and inversely, a better stress response and a better sleep. After that, some of the key things to look at on a nutritional basis would be to identify first and foremost how your body responds to stress. And practitioners like Dana and others at the Village Green Apothecary have the ability, with a laboratory test through the neuroscience company, to look at your adrenal hormones and your neurotransmitters. This gives a nice snapshot of the overall stress response. And then those practitioners are able to craft a personalized treatment protocol for you to address your needs. And, of course, Village Green carries a large number of nutritional solutions to help in enrich the body and enrich the adrenal glands, but also then to target some of those specific neurotransmitters or adrenal hormones to improve so that you can meet your health goals.
Well, that's well said. And when we do the testing, we can individualize. We use our tests to guide us, and we treat patients. And I always say the patient doesn't lie. So when we have sophisticated tests and we pay attention to the patient's history, symptoms, genetic predispositions, and how they present their signs and symptoms, we can be more helpful. What I love about the adrenals is when you get sleep, those adrenals are going to improve. I mentioned before that I call sleep a nutrient, and it feeds the immune system, it feeds the brain. You're going to get better memory, cognition, attention, and you're going to have stronger adrenals. And the stronger our adrenals are, the better we can handle the multiple stresses. We like protein. The adrenals love protein. They cave in to a high glycemic sugar high diet. That's one of the things we talk the most about is glucose stability, staying away from glycemic foods, the sugars, caffeine, alcohol, sodas, and especially refined grains, pasta breads, crackers, pretzels, etc. Something that was pushed on the public for 30 years with that first, stupid pyramid that focused on all the refined foods. So now we have ways, the nutrients are B vitamins, amino acids, CoQ10, biotin, but we use our tests to help us guide. We can't give everybody everything. So that's where the tests come in. What else do you have to add to this subject? Because you're such an expert on this, and I love that you make it very sensible.
Well, some of the most important things is that, you know, what's happening in the brain eventually manifests in the body and vice versa. So if you want to improve your overall health, a lot of times it starts with that attitude and your desire to want to make a change, because no one can force you to become a better person, whether it be health or spiritual or community-wise. It's up to the individual to want to make the change. Then when you do want to make that change, sometimes there's a lot of things you have to do. So trying to do it all on your own is very difficult. So reaching out to professionals that have helped people navigate those waters. Obviously, people go to churches for spiritual support. They go to gyms and personal trainers for physical support. And then for that nutrition and for that biochemistry support, that's when you want to go to a holistic-minded nutritionalist, naturopathic doctor, or other health professional that could identify and give you a map to a healthy wellness. And without a map, you know, people often get lost, and you often spend a lot of money and a lot of time trying to figure things out and sometimes be very counterproductive. So if I can reach out to your listeners here, feel free, you know, take advantage of such a great resource such as your holistic-minded healthcare professional, companies like Village Green that offer a lot of services and products, and get their advice to navigate this water and then try to reach those personal health goals that you set out.
Well, that's good, excellent advice. I'd like to talk a little bit about just some of the symptoms that we see when we look at weak adrenals. And I can see it coming in the door, and maybe some of our listeners can key into these signs and symptoms. It's you in its extreme state. There's pallor. There's a hollowness to the face and eyes. There's a lack of good, strong musculature often. It's more prevalent in females because they don't have the male hormones, but we do have males that have this. There's usually a complaint of dizzy upon standing. Also not having good balance, not being able to tolerate spinning rides. That's a really good, question. And I ask that often. Oh no. I get dizzy and nauseous. And it's why a lot of older people are not on all these carnival rides, because they can no longer tolerate them. And it makes you feel poorly as compared to younger people who can tolerate them. I would like to say that I still go on those rides and hope I can continue to. But also, people will have lower blood pressure, or they may have normal blood pressure, but when they stand up, they get dizzy. As I mentioned before, called postural hypotension. I look at the constriction of the pupil to light, have them close their eyes, and then I shine the light in, not directly in front, a little to the side, and I count the seconds that the pupil can hold constriction. In weak adrenals, they can't hold it 3 seconds. In strong adrenals, they can hold it 5 or even 10 seconds. And I call it a cheater tilt table test rather than go through the tilt table test. It's a good screen. And those are people that are light sensitive. They cannot go outside without their glasses on because they can't hold the constriction. And in adrenal failure, people have huge pupils. I don't think I've ever seen adrenal failure, but I have seen many people that are somewhere on that spectrum. Did you have anything else to add to this conversation? Because we're coming to the end of our discussion. In the next segment, I'm going to cover controversies. So this is your last chance, Dr. Bush, to give another good, helpful hint.
Oh, sure, Dana. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for inviting me on your show. Adrenal fatigue, a couple things to remember that as a individual, if, as you mentioned, craving sugar. If you're craving sugar and craving refined carbohydrates and junk food, that's a good indicator that you're either 7 years old or you have adrenal fatigue. Other thing is if you have a hard time falling asleep at night, because once again, if you have adrenal fatigue, that means your adrenal has been running 24/7 for a while, and you have a more difficult time now shutting down the system. And so sleep problems are a big indicator and very commonly occur during that mid-stage adrenal fatigue area of someone. And so if you have difficulty sleeping, if you're craving sugars, if you're requiring more and more caffeine to stay alert, those are all good indicators that you have a stressed-out adrenal gland and a taxed stress system, which then needs to be looked at a little bit more closer so that you can actually feel better.
Well, very well said, and thank you for being on our show. And listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We've had a wonderful discussion on insomnia and adrenal fatigue with our expert, Dr. Bradley Bush. And in the next segment, I'm going to talk about some of the current controversies. The omega-3 fatty acid study indicating an increase in prostate cancer, and what's wrong with the study and how to look at all of the data. And we're going to talk about dietitians and nutritionists. What's the difference, and how do you know who to see for what your needs are? So we'll carry on there and stay with us, because we're going to be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formula supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We had a wonderful discussion in our first three segments with Dr. Bradley Bush. And now I'm going to cover some of the news you can use. And we've been getting a lot of questions about the current media hype over fish oil and the connection to, or possible connection to, prostate cancer. And also often have questions, what's the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist? How do you know who to see? How can you judge? What's the difference in the training? What's the difference in how they function and licensure information? So we've got lots of good information. Let's start with the media hype. A study was published earlier this week linking fish oil to prostate cancer, and it's triggered a minor frenzy in the news media and a lot more emails that I have received and many of my colleagues. In recent years, fish oil's been the proverbial golden boy of the supplement world, winning bout after bout and racking up benefits related to conditions from depression to heavyweights like cardiovascular disease. We certainly use it in the autism spectrum, the DHA and the EPA in omega-3s, helps with cognition, attention, focus. It's been very, very helpful in that population, as many others. So it's sort of no surprise that when the contender of the moment threatens the crown, the media is all over the opportunity to say what is really valuable. And we get a very narrow view. So I look at it, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I say, this flies in the face of all previous studies. Doesn't quite make sense. Now, the study examined the associations. Hear that word, associations between blood omega-3 fatty acid levels and the risk of prostate cancer in men. Men with higher blood levels of omega-3s had a 71% higher risk of aggressive prostate cancer than men with lower blood levels. Now, the study authors concluded with a suggestion that these blood fats are highly involved in prostate tumor development. Now, we know of no other single study for which the drawn conclusions have been more wrongly stretched, strengthened, and extrapolated than this one. And media outlets have twisted the result to mean that supplementing with fish oil and even eating fish could cause prostate cancer. Now, let me give you an analogy with association, mixing association up with cause. Smoke alarms are associated with fires. Therefore, they cause them. They're dangerous, and we need to have a huge program to get people to eliminate smoke alarms in their homes. Now, that's obviously sounds ridiculous, but that is the difference here between association and cause. And as I said, this flies, definitely flies in the face of all of the previous studies and meta-analysis where they analyze many studies. So I tend to look at the researchers, and I go right into the studies and try to look at the validity. What I did not note in the study is that they didn't look at omega-6 levels, which are pro-inflammatory and pro-cancer, when high relative to omega-3s. The American diet is very high in omega-6s because of the consumption of corn and many vegetable oils, corn oil and vegetable oils, as compared to the consumption of nut and seed oils and the direct consumption of omega-3 EPA DHA through fish oils and even algae. So in any case, we look to the experts and we try to find out what's going on. So taken together, the data demonstrates, and I'm quoting from a study, our data demonstrates that maintaining low omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acid ratio can enhance efficacy of hormone ablation therapy and be related to lower prostate cancer risk. Also, another conclusion from another study, high serum levels of long-chain omega-3 PUFA, polyunsaturated fatty acids, is associated with reduced total prostate cancer risk. And according to Jared Rice, MS and registered dietitian, he says, I know of no other single study for which the drawn conclusions have been more wrongly stretched, strengthened, and extrapolated. I mentioned that earlier, and I want to give him credit for that statement. And there are two pieces here to consider. One, the study had serious flaws that drastically weaken the value of its result for drawing actionable conclusions, according to Mr. Rice. It tested blood levels of omega-3, not fish oil consumption. It was a retrospective case control design which can merely draw associations, never cause an effect. The data was taken from another large-scale study not originally intended to look at omega-3s. The authors did not control for major confounders known to influence prostate cancer risk, such as body weight, and there are many others as well. And an in-depth critique can be found under Dr. Robert Roundtree, Chief Medical Officer of Thorne Research Incorporated. That's Dr. Robert Roundtree. Now, the second piece to look at, the media and lay consumers of that media are jumping to extremes based on the results of a single study. And science takes far longer than that. Many more studies need to be done, far more robust than current, before a decision can be made. And I will say this, the reason this flies in the face, if this were true, it doesn't make sense because all the Eskimo males would have an extreme higher risk. And the truth is that Eskimo males have the lowest risk of prostate cancer in the world, and they have the highest intake. So let's talk about the next subject with dietitians and nutritionists. What does it mean? What's the difference? They are both nutrition and diet professionals. They are the professionals. And there are about 36 states that actually license dietitians and nutritionists, and protect, there are many other states that protect the title. Only three states have nothing in their legislation. And I'll talk about Maryland because that's fairly typical of many states. Maryland licenses registered dietitians, and Maryland licenses the CNS, Certified Nutrition Specialists. And they have the same scope of practice. So what's the difference? And how does the public choose? Well, first of all, the registered dietitians, now called registered RDNs, registered dietitian nutritionists, from originally the ADA, American Dietetic Association, now called the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So there's just been a name change, and I'm trying to identify that. The minimum education for being a registered dietitian is a bachelor's degree, and they also have to pass an examination, and they also have to have an internship that's 900 hours. The minimum educational standard for nutritionists and for the CNS, Certified Nutrition Specialist, and for licensed nutritionists is a master's degree. So registered dietitians, bachelor's minimum, but many may have a master's or PhD. Minimum standard for nutritionists is a master's degree, and many may have the RD as well and also a PhD. So that is probably one of the major differences. In Maryland, they both have the same scope of practice. The educational difference, the RDs, registered dietitians, RDNs, focus more strongly on institutional nutrition, schools, hospitals, nursing homes. That is their level of expertise. They also learn about diet, special diets, and are perfectly capable of talking about that. The education in nutrition supplementation may be strong depending on the school, may be less strong. It really depends on the school. And I've gone through the RD program, and I also went through the master's program. So from a personal point of view, I can speak to some of those differences. Those with a master's or PhD in nutrition have spent more time in nutritional sciences, biochemistry, and tend to have more focus on supplementation, how to test for deficiencies. And you heard us earlier on this on the show talking about sophisticated tests. We did not have these 40 years ago. Amino acid analysis, fatty acid analysis, functional tests, what we call organic acid analysis to identify the metabolites that say, how are your cellular enzymes functioning? So that it tends to be the difference, but there is a great overlap. And I can say that the institutions are not going to hire someone who does not have the registered dietitian because they want that background for the schools, the nursing homes, and hospitals. And as I said, many of the CNS, Certified Nutrition Specialists, who also take a specialty exam, and they also have an internship that's 1,000 hours. So both can be helpful. They're both health professionals. And in Maryland and D.C., they both are licensed and have the same scope of practice. In Virginia, they just protected the title. They don't actually have licensure. They have protected the title so that non-educated people, people that don't have nutrition education and dietary education, that those individuals without preparation and expertise cannot use the term dietitian, licensed dietitian, nutrition, nutritionist, licensed nutritionist, etc. So I hope this has been helpful to you, and I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health,
and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show. Tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 and 820 a.m. to hear the latest from the food and wine scene. We've got celebrity chefs, sommeliers, winemakers, and more all here to tell you about the inside skinny that you won't find anywhere else. That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday at 11.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker John Boehner says Congress should not be judged by how many laws they create.
We ought to be judged on how many laws that we repeal.
On CBS's Face the Nation,